Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to start our show today. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you start your day in a positive way. I've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset.
Hello.
How are you? We're going to talk a little bit about that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
I think today we're going to talk about expressing yourself.
Ooh, okay.
The power of practicing a new you.
Oh, there you go. I like it. I like it. We got Barry on our board. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, ladies, and good morning to you.
All right. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I have some IHOP, an IHOP gift certificate to go over there and have breakfast on Kim Pagano today. So what we'll do is in a little bit, I'll open up our lines for that. And, I'd love to give that out. Also, I'd love to give out some movie tickets to the Roxy Stadium 11 over in Camarillo. And, there's some good movies out there right now.
You know, it seems that at the summertime, they really pump out some big ones because there's a lot of people have more time. And I think they go to the movies more.
I'm having more time. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
it just seems like, I don't know, it's feeling like summer to me. We went to my son's graduation yesterday. It was really, it's a homeschool, Independent Studies Somas Academy, an amazing school. I can recommend it to anybody. But it's so different than the big traditional schools. There is 29 kids that were graduating, and each one of them had a unique family story because they have the parents come up and talk too.
Oh, neat.
And it was really interesting why either, they were in TV, they were in sports as my son races, maybe they had a medical condition, maybe they just couldn't concentrate in school, different things. And Somas Academy really just does an amazing job really putting that all into an individual study.
Yeah, they have that luxury of really meeting the kids' needs, which is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is, I have to tell you. So if anybody out there, it just made it so real when you hear how touched each one of the families, how it's really helped them.
Did you hear the story about the 6-year-old girl who's going to be in the spelling bee?
I did.
And I was reading the article, and this little girl is just amazing. By the age of 2, she was reading fluently. And she, when they tried to enroll her in some of the private schools, the schools, at least they were honest with the parents and said, listen, she's so advanced, we can't accommodate her needs.
Right.
We really recommend you school her at home. And that's what they've done. And they've got a group that they do it with. And it's really amazing. So to have that option and such a great program so close to us here, it's such a value in this community.
It really is, I have to tell you. And the teachers are so passionate about what they do there. And it's at your own level. I mean, it's really, you're not keeping up with 30 other kids. And, definitely check out Somas Academy School over in Camarillo. And Carol Anderson is the person to be going to talk to over there. She's the director who has the passion and the vision that started that whole thing. So I really want to say thank you to her. Also, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you find something that we're talking about and it resonates with you, please give us a call. I'd love to hear your input. I love to get, letters or emails or anything. And my email is kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, friend me on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and Twitter. and Kim Pagano's show. TuneIn Radio, you can hear all my shows there. And iTunes, download my shows. Put a review on there for me, please. That way we can actually spread the positive talk everywhere, adding value every day in every way. Also, I want to talk to and also say thank you to all my partners out there, Parent Click, Venture Breeze, Girl Talk, Coffee News, Prudence, Mindset Reset, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, Marsha, Jeannie, and Giovanni, Simi Valley, Day in Simi Valley and Simi Valley Night Out. And if you want to be a part of my show, definitely give me a call at 805-419-0008. Also, thank you to all my sponsors, because it wouldn't be possible without all of you out there. So definitely, I thank all of you. Today, we're going to be talking about, you know, I always pick crazy things to talk about and fun and interesting things. So today, our first guest is going to be Scott Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about seaweed. And his book is Seaweed Surfs to the Top of Health Food Trends. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to also talk with Patricia about why do women crave more sex in the summer? Do you know that? Barry, have you ever thought about that?
Got my interest, that's for sure.
I thought so. Yeah, he turned around. Okay. But you know what? I mean, really, it's some really great tips. It's fun. And then we're going to talk with Prudence about finding out
how to express yourself.
Yeah.
Try on new expressions.
Do people have a hard time expressing themselves?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Well, because mostly they're concerned about what other people are going to think.
Oh, so meaning be true to who you are,
yes,
as opposed to...
And finding what you like and what your voice has to say based on you, not based on what you've been told to understand.
That's
or
a
like
great
or,
topic. That's a great topic.
It's a
because
huge, huge.
I think that really would help us to be authentic to who we really are, why we're here in this world. Also, I want to remind everybody before we get started that I am going to be starting my Saturday shows.
Yay.
I know, and I'm going to have all of my friends with me. We're all going to be, you know, you never know who's going to show up. It's going to be like a party, and I want you to be there. So definitely Saturdays at 2 o'clock on 1520 KVTA, our sister station here. So more positive talk for the weekend. I'll be checking in with you. Also, definitely, you know, stay in touch with me all week long on KimPaganoShow.com. All right. With that, let's start with our first guest. Scott, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you start eating seaweed.
Well, it's one of those things. I'm trying to be true to myself, like you're telling your listeners, and that's for many years back in the 80s, people kind of snickered or they laughed or they even ridiculed me, especially the men. But the women, they kind of know that food is good for you. And what is it about seaweed that's so good? Well, my mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when she was pregnant for me in 1956. And, you know, 27 years later, I found this, this iridologist found me, and she said these seaweed supplements would really help your mother. And I got them for her. Of course, I was healthy, 27, you know, you're very healthy, and or so I thought, that youth equals health, but that's not always true biologically. And I got the seaweed for my mother, and her MS symptoms went away in 90 days.
No way, really?
Well, it goes beyond that. Her numbness in her feet, numbness in her hands, she could write again. She wasn't relegated to a wheelchair, but she would get tired and lose the use of her limbs, and she'd have to lay down and rest, and then she'd sleep and come back, and it would be better. Now, she raised 7 kids as well. So all through my youth, we all had to tiptoe around the house when we came home from school because she would be sleeping. She worked so hard. But this was in 1983, and we'd all grown, and I couldn't believe it. So I took it to her neurologist, and her neurologist said, well, that's great. Whatever she's doing, keep doing. And I said, well, wait a minute, this it looks like her symptoms have gone away and maybe she's regenerating because this is a degenerative disease. It's incurable.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, just I'll put it in her file. Just have her keep doing what she's doing. Now, in 2000, 17 years later, my two brothers thought she was misdiagnosed because she never had another MS attack after that.
Unbelievable. Wow. And if for, you know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in and going, wait, what are we talking about? Oh, my God. Really, this is amazing. We're talking with Scott Kennedy, and his book is Seaweed Surfs to the Top of Health Food Trends. And we're talking about your journey through life. So obviously, you watched something that helped a family member, your mom, and then what did you do with it?
And that you're right, Kim, and it really is a personal experience that gets people started maybe in the natural health field, whether it's with them overcoming a disease through natural methods or, you know, Suzanne Summers and what she went through. A lot of times it's personal, and that gives them the passion. And really, for me, it was I was upset their neurologist didn't want to know about it. We're not in the MS curing business, and we're not saying that that's a cure for MS. We just believe that well, let me get back to the story. Then in 2000, MRIs were around. My brothers thought she was misdiagnosed because how could some green little pills, you know, cure MS? It's incurable. That's what everybody tells us. So the MRI proved that she had no new demyelinization. That's a quote. So the myelin sheath, which is attacked by her immune system, it pretty much had regenerated, and the attacking of it had stopped. So
can
that,
I ask
the
you,
disease
so,
was in remission. So
wow.
I followed through, and I started getting seaweed to everybody, and for 15 years did it for free and for me and my mother to get it for us. And now it's become possibly the latest and greatest.
Now, what kind of seaweed are you talking about? Like where, I mean, where did you get it? Was it just right from the ocean?
Well, that's an excellent question. The marine algae is from the ocean. So marine algae is seawater or saltwater algae, macroalgae. And then you've heard of the superfood or so-called superfood microalgae or spirulina, blue-green algae. Those are microalgae, and those live in freshwater, and they're single cell. So they're actually insect food. But the algae from the ocean has kept the most healthiest cultures not only healthy and alive, but disease-free and the longest-living cultures in the world throughout history. So the truth is, if you're eating macroalgae every day, and I don't mean once a month at the sushi restaurant, although that's better than nothing, you're going to be healthier than anybody you know because your cells are little sea creatures breathing under blue salt water right now.
So I have a question. Are you taking is it a supplement and a capsule? Are you including it in your food? Because I know now you're seeing more, at least in like a Trader Joe's kind of store, the little
packets
of seaweed and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that
very good.
Which are you talking about, or both?
You're right on top of it. Trader Joe's began that carrying those little seaweed snacks, and that's a way to eat seaweed every day. Well, I knew back then in 83 that actually, I began to study that medical industry because I thought, well, I was naive. Why don't they want to know about this? And it turns out that they need a pharmaceutical answer. They want a pharmaceutical solution only. And if it's not pharmaceutical, they don't want to know about it. So really, when they say MS or diabetes or these other diseases are incurable, they forget to add on the last part of that sentence, and that is, it's incurable by us with pharmaceuticals. Because that's really the truth. They need to have a pharmaceutical cure. So at the end of the day, I realized, well, they don't want an organic cure. Then I looked at the vitamins, and I found out that the drug companies make the vitamins. The two largest vitamin companies are Pfizer and Bayer. That's one a day in Central.
Really?
And I thought, well, they're making vitamins synthetically, so they're drugs too. So maybe the seaweed stuff, I can make a business out of it. And if I thought it would take 25 years to be on your show, I wouldn't have done it. But so whole seaweed is good if you can eat it every day. And so any way you can get seaweed in your body to those cells that really love it and really know what to do with it and really recognize it, then that's a good solution. So many people aren't going to cook with it. They aren't going to prepare it. They aren't going to go down to the Japanese area and buy it.
So here's a question. Can you cook with it?
Well, in other cultures, they eat it much more readily.
Besides,
correct?
Just wrapping it around sushi.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In other cultures, it's more of a staple in their diet than it is here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're
so sure. Like almost sure. Saute it with vegetables, that kind of a thing?
Yes. It's almost added to food. It's very
How soft. Did your mom eat it? That's what I want to know.
Well, there was this company that and now they're the founders have passed on that started in 1932. It's called the Watkers Organic Sea Products Corporation. And I guess the founder was dying of TB, and the Indians in Alaska, the Eskimos, heard him coughing. And this was in 1902, 1915, when they during the gold rush, and they heard him coughing. They put him in a sweat lodge with that big Pacific kelp on the rocks. He breathed it in, and it killed the virus dead. I mean, and now we know that TB is a virus of the lungs, and it was like a consuming virus. They called it the consumption. And so he got better and made it his life's work to bring seaweed to people on the West Coast. And that's the company that made the supplement that helped my mother. And then I went on to learn more and more about it. The owners passed away, so I'm really carrying on their work. And so now we import seaweed by the ton from 5 different countries. It's all tested and clean, and we mill it into powders. We blend these powders, and then we put it in the capsules for the kids and for adults so that you can get seaweed, whole seaweed in you every day, and it's 100% vegetable supplement. But if you can eat it raw, and if you're going to eat it raw, that's good too, except you're not going to get the 12 species that we import. So I kind of made it my life's work to bring seaweed to Americans, and mostly women and children, because the men, they don't seem to be listening. They die 5 years younger, but it turns out mostly the women are the brokers for their family's health, just like you two know more about seaweed than probably most men do, and you know that it's good, and it's just how can we get it? How can we incorporate it into our daily life?
I think you can tell we're really intrigued by this because I think we have probably more questions than we easily have time. But what can you tell us the difference with seaweed versus maybe even kelp?
Good question.
I'm fine because I can't do certain glutens and things like that, but I can do kelp pasta, which I've seen in restaurants actually. And you know, fortunately, being in California, I can find it. But what's the difference with kelp and versus seaweed, or does it also have benefits?
Well, kelp is seaweed.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh, and that was a good question. I was like right on there with her. I love it.
Well,
okay.
There you go.
We just put our foot right in our mouth, but that's okay.
Now, who else do we have in the? We have Kim, and who else do we have?
This is Prudence.
Prudence.
Patricia?
Prudence.
Prudence.
Oh, Prudence. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, kelp is a cultural name for brown seaweed.
And
that's the most abundant species. So brown seaweed is very abundant, and that's the species that's high in minerals. It has iodine in it, it's the one that's most well known. Well, there's nori and laver, and there's dulse, and these are all cultural names.
Oh,
we also
okay.
know the scientific names. So in our blend of sea plants, there's 6 kelps.
Hmm.
So, you know, kelp is a general term for brown seaweed, and there's 3 major colors, brown, red, and green, and they all have all the minerals and all the nutrients known, but some are more concentrated in different areas. For instance, the kelp is almost 44% minerals. We do need those minerals. So it's all gluten-free. And, yeah, you can use kelp anywhere you can use it, even if it's powdered. Or, you know, the Japanese women, they eat 7 grams a day.
Really? 7 grams a day?
Not that much.
Now, how many, like, what would be considered in your capsules? How many grams? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said how many grams would be considered in your capsules?
Well, each of our capsules is 0.5 gram, so you know we can't ask people to eat 14 of our capsules. So really, the vegetable capsules we use are really just a delivery system, so that Americans can eat seaweed every day. And it's that everyday ingestion of it that makes all the difference. You said the Japanese people, they eat it all the time. Well, they eat it in soup, they eat it in chips, they eat it raw, they eat it in sushi. So they just, it's part of their cultural food. So 0.5 gram is what our capsules are. But it's pure 100% vegetable. We don't change it. It's not an extract.
Right.
It's not a liquid. It's not a synthetic. It's not
Scott, standardized. I want to mention one of the things that that you have on here, that there is a strong and undeniable scientific evidence that sea vegetables shave a positive effect on like other things, right? Allergies, breast cancer, chronic fatigue, diabetes, all those things, right?
Absolutely, and we're not afraid to say that. We've never had any trouble with the government. I've never had nary a call or a letter, and I've been doing this 28 years, and I had an infomercial that was on TV for 18 months in 2005 and 2006, because seaweed's part of the macrobiotic diet.
It's right.
The best diet in the world. And why is it part of that diet? Well, it's one of the only sources, if not the only source in America, for organically bound iodine.
Hmm.
I don't mean iodide that's in the salt. Many people don't know this. The thyroid problems that are challenging women of all ages across this country is an epidemic proportions. And the doctors love it because you go in, you get on your Synthroid, you got to see them every 6 months.
Right,
and
right.
Be on it for the rest of your
Scott,
life.
Scott, where do we find this?
Well, you know, you have to go on the internet. We were in all the retail stores at one time during the infomercial days, but then I got betrayed and I had to change the brand because this company continued to sell it without a contract, and they counterfeited me. So we've had a lot of trouble here on the lower levels with people in business. I've learned a lot, but if you go to pharmacy.com, and it's spelled F as in Frank, like pharma, C as in the ocean, S-E-A,
okay.
You'll see our website. You can Google us. We have distributors all over the internet. Okay. There really is only internet available right now.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all your, the interesting topic. I mean, really, I think it's great. I'm going to put it in my...
I'm color me intrigued. I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, there you go. So thank you, Scott. I appreciate you being on my show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to give away two tickets for Roxy Theater. It's Roxy Stadium 11, and that is located east of the 101, 5001 Verdugo Way in Camarillo. And you know what? I'll take caller number 3 at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall.
Vacations have been changed because of it. Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Cusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And you know what? Our phones, for some reason, all of our phones were lighting up, and then we missed all our calls. So if you are interested in getting two tickets to the Roxy Stadium 11, give us a call right now at 805-639-0008. There's some really great movies out there right now.
Yeah, there are great movies. I don't always get to the movies because I get busy doing other things, and I think, oh, I'll get a movie in, and then just get busy. But my mind right now keeps thinking about the seaweed.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. I'm thinking, oh, I wonder, I need to go pick
some up. You know who also has it? Costco in the big little.
I was completely thinking of that.
I know. And you could take it to work with you every day.
Perfect little sizes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that, you know, it's all about investing in your body, in your life, in your, you know, I woke up this morning thinking about that, thinking sometimes we get so caught up in life and we forget that this is the body that's taken us through it.
Right. And I really believe that we all know what works best for us. Everyone wants to find that diet that this, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that, I'm going to try this. But if you really stopped and look at when you've been successful, what you've done, what works for you, I think everyone really knows what works best for them. And it's something a little different for each person. Some people really like the weight machines, and others, they get out and walk, and that's what their body responds to. And some are runners, and some aren't. And I think people really know what works for them.
You know, you're right. And it's kind of like God gave us everything we already have and need
exactly.
in our own bodies. So anyways, well, I'm really excited to talk with our next guest. And we have Chef LaDuc on, and he's going to be talking about lobster. Have you been to any of the red lobsters lately?
Not in a little bit, but, you know, it seems to be sort of an oceanic thing,
I know.
Which is perfect. I'm heading to the beach after this. So
are
there
you?
There
you
go.
You're going to do a little walk or what?
Yes, I am.
A little walk and talk? Okay.
Yep.
I love it. All right. Stay with us. And Chef LaDuc, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How come I can't get these chefs in here with the lobster, you know?
We're waiting.
Where are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida. So it's a
I guess it's a little further. I could come there, though, you know, no problem.
Yeah.
There you go. The weather's always nice here, too.
I love it. I love Florida, to be honest with you. My son races out there a lot, and so I love going out there. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're connected with Red Lobster.
So I'm the senior executive chef for Red Lobster, and our team here creates the new seafood dishes that you see advertised, and creates the new items on the menu. And right now we're sort of gearing up for grill season, getting ready to fire up the grills out in our backyards, and of course continue to work on our wood fire grilling that we have in our red lobsters right now.
So you grill them instead of boil them?
We do a variety. So we have making sure we have something for every taste, and every budget is sort of what we work on every day here. And so lobsters, we have grilled lobster, boiled lobster, just, you know, the traditional steamed lobster. So we try and run the gamut and do everything we can to, you know, provide, you know, cool, fresh seafood experiences for folks.
Okay. And so for people that don't, for my listeners that don't always get to have lobster, but it's pretty affordable at Red Lobster, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, our goal is to have something for every budget there. So, you know, it can... you know, people can sort of look and have plenty of choice and variety, and it's certainly a great place to, rather than experiment with something, come out and let the experts at Red Lobster do it for you.
So my favorite is to dip it with lemon and butter. Okay,
very
is that
traditional.
The traditional way, or you know? And there's a couple different lobsters, aren't there?
Yeah, so there's a number of different varieties of lobster. So I think what most people normally it is Maine lobster. So, and yeah, you mentioned butter, so you just can't, that combination is pretty classic and you can't go wrong. But, you know, with us, since we've introduced wood fire grilling, it's, our grill's powered by oak wood. The flavor of the oak is a real natural, clean, fresh way that, sort of adds a, highlights the flavor, that sweetness of the lobster, but just gives it a little extra touch. So, to your point, there is certainly different types of lobster that all are going to eat a little differently. You know, some of the, sort of tropical lobsters, rock lobsters, will be a little more firm than Maine lobster, not quite as sweet. So, you know, different people prefer it differently, but sort of the classic is still the sort of the Maine lobster tail that's sort of sweet and, you know, buttery and that type of thing.
Yum. I'm all about it.
I know. I'm sitting picturing lobster with a little seaweed salad.
We were just talking about seaweed, how good it is for you. I'm sure lobster's just as good, isn't it?
Well, it's great protein.
Yeah. So, you know, pure protein and really, you know, really nice and healthy for you. So a steamed lobster is a great dish to have. It keeps it nice and light and fresh, or, you know, like throwing it on the grill doesn't add anything bad to it. So it's a couple of great ways to have it.
So has lobster and seafood always been your passion in the kitchen, or how did you come to find that passion?
It has been, my first job at Disney was at a seafood restaurant that was extremely busy, very high end restaurant on situated right on an aquarium. So I liked it, but I've always been, you know, my passion's always just been food and
food in general, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I got the opportunity to come to Red Lobster and work somewhere that would, you know, touch a few million guests a week, I just thought it was a cool opportunity to sort of, you know, dive out and get into seafood and see what we can do.
Okay. So do you have any great recipes for us?
You know, I think when it's, you know, this time of the year, people are out on the grill doing stuff. I think, you know, seafood on the grill is certainly different than just the traditional, you know, burgers and dogs or chicken. Certainly, you know, healthier and, you know, a little lighter. So great opportunity to eat that way. I love to grill fresh fish and just finish it off with a piece of grilled lemon or grilled lime. It kind of adds that natural sweetness and is, you know, there's anything to dish. But I also like to take like nice light barbecue sauces and add either the flavor of like peach preserves or add something sweet or even add some jalapeno or something to it to sort of.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. I always think lobster is like, you know, it's the best. I mean, it's like you don't want to cover up too much of the taste. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think lobster, I think most seafood actually for me is about the great fresh seafood, and sort of our goal here is when we use our wood fire grill, you know, to actually just as accent the flavor and help it out a little, not overpower it. So I think you always want to stay away from folks who are trying to overpower. But yeah, lobster, to your point, is sort of like the king of the seafood. So you want to, you know, be as delicate with that as you can.
Perfect. Okay. And so how long have you been with Red Lobster?
I've been with Lobster for 7 years now.
Okay. Okay. And you have you been on the Food Channel?
Yeah. I had the opportunity here to judge 2 years in a row of the Next Food Network Star with Bobby Flay and Michael Simon. And then
I
got a chance to do a grilling challenge that was kind of cool on the challenge show, as well as judge Iron Chef.
I love that.
I have to tell you, I love the Food Network. It's,
I know.
And the Food Network. So it's just, I learn just as much as watching it. I think that's why I enjoy that kind of show, is I get to learn and see how people are processing in the kitchen to try new things.
I love when they're like, under stress, and they're trying to get that, you know, that dish out there. So what is your most amazing dish you've ever made?
I think right now, currently on the menu at Red Lobster, I think the coolest thing we have that I've worked on is the maple glazed salmon and shrimp. So the sauce is I'm originally from upstate New York, where there's a lot of fresh maple syrup, and we had it when I was a kid all the time. It was sort of a yearly ritual. You'd go over to Vermont and get some great maple syrup. So we created a dish that's glazed out of maple syrup, a little bit of soy, a little bit of dried sweet cherries, and it's designed to really highlight the flavor of the wood fire grill and really pull out some of the great flavors of the salmon. So I think it's a really cool dish, and people, when they have it, it's something unexpected. So the idea of maple.
I love unexpected food.
So that's right now on the menu at Red Lobster?
Yeah, we use the maple glaze both on. We have maple glaze grilled chicken, which has become a huge favorite with the folks who don't eat seafood. And,
yes, that's one of my daughters.
We run as well.
You know, I do. I actually have used maple on chicken before and put it on the grill, because what I find is it seals in the juices. It really seals in the juice and the flavor, and it's really a nice flavor. Like
to
you
add
said,
to
enhances.
It. Yeah. You know what I want to ask you is, you know how you have all the different wood chips that you grill on? Do you think that makes a difference on all the different kinds?
You know, I think that when you're using just like the chips that you can buy in a store, they're going to be pretty similar in flavor. I think you just want to, for those, just make sure that you don't overuse them. So not too much of that. Too much of that smoke will get really harsh in the beginning, and especially when you're cooking seafood. It, you know, sort of diminishes the flavor of that good fresh seafood, like you mentioned. You know, lobster is, when you eat lobster, it's about eating lobster, so you don't want to add too much of that. So
there
those,
you go.
You know, those are okay, but, you know, I think you just got to be careful when you use them.
I love it. All right. Well, I'm going to go check out Red Lobster, and tell me, what was that thing you just said? The one that you thought was the best there?
Oh, the maple glazed salmon and shrimp, or the maple glazed chicken?
Ooh, either all of
one.
It. Okay. All right. Well, let's leave on that note. And I'd love to have you back and give us a call so we can check in with you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You got it. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And Let's talk a little bit, Prudence, about now that we're so hungry and we've gotten some amazing recipes. I really, you know what? It's funny because you don't think of going all the time to, you know, Red Lobster for chicken. But I think that's good for the people. I mean, you know, I have one daughter that does not like fish. It's even hard for her to sit in a fish restaurant. And but so it's good to know that they have chicken.
Well, you know, I think pretty much any restaurant these days have a small variety because diets have changed so much.
Right.
So and people are a bit more open to you going in and saying, oh, well, I want this sort of seasoning, but throw it on a chicken with a little less of this. And
I have to tell you, you know, I don't know if I've told anybody yet, but we are actually in the process of opening up a restaurant in Palm Springs in the Marriott out there, and it's all fish. And it's going to be so much fun. So you got to be checking out Fisherman's Market and Grill, and it's the Landing out there. So, but we've got several restaurants out there, and tell you, there's nothing better than fresh fish.
I have to ask you a quick question here, and that is, have you, have either one of you, since you're talking about the cooking shows, have you seen the show called, the chef is Nadia G.
Oh, yeah.
On the
Nadia
Cooking
G.
Channel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can say the name of the show, actually, on the radio. It rhymes with kitchen.
Yes.
But that is a different kind of cooking show, and I love it.
Yeah, I think that's an attitude of women having to cook. Let's just put it that way. So, and talking about women having to cook, let's talk about expressing ourselves.
Well, it actually, even in using restaurant language that we're talking about, you know, Red Lobster, their expression is all about fish, and they're willing to try other things to see how it fits within their repertoire. The chicken, the little salads maybe with something different in them. The idea of expressing yourself is the more you practice, like anything else, the more you practice and gain confidence sharing who you are and what you like, and the more confidence you build. And when you're out talking about who you are and really saying what you like, so simple, I'll just go give you a simple example. If you're out having breakfast, are you the type of person that, are you influenced by what other people are ordering on the menu, or do you really order what you want?
How do you know what you want? I'm telling you, there's times that, you know, it's funny how you reach different places in your life, and I think that this is really interesting, where you kind of forget who you are again.
And that's why I'm bringing up this topic.
Oh, really?
Because I
you go through that yourself?
Sure. Well,
we all do.
There's always, as you're growing and beginning to see, wait, is this still fit for me? Is this really, and especially when.
Check in with yourself. So, okay, so how do you make a check-in list? Maybe we can actually.
Let me back up a second.
Okay.
So we are getting to that season. This happens in the springtime where we begin to kind of clean things out. People are graduating. This happens a lot with empty nesters. Your kids are going to be going away, and you get time back for yourself. Or, you know, you just get to that point in life. And again, it happens a lot in this season of springtime of saying, wait a second, I want to try something different this summer. Here's the summer again. There's sort of this newness that happens. And so I don't know that I'd call things a checklist, but even begin to look at, you know how what I say, you always start small and everything grows bigger. You start with one little thing and then you don't have to boil the whole ocean all at once. So look at even the basic things. When you're out and shopping, do you like seaweed? Do you like this type of food? Do you like that type of food? Try something new. Is it something that you really like? Or were you told, oh, no, you shouldn't eat garbanzo beans because they'll turn your hair green? Well, is that real? I mean, look at it for yourself.
I kind of know where you're going with this. Like the pan that the person kept making the same thing over and over, right, and cutting off each side of the roast.
Yes.
Because, and they never knew why. It was because they didn't make a big enough pan, right?
Right. So that quick story is the daughter is learning from the mom how to make a pot roast, and the mom cuts off the end of it and puts it in the pan and does whatever. And she's she's like, why do you do that? And she said, well, that's just how I've been taught. That's what I've been told. And it wasn't until they went back to the grandmother who said, well, honey, I didn't have a pot big enough. So she cut off the end of the roast just because the pot wasn't big enough.
Right.
How many things in our lives do we do just because
we thought
it was
the
tradition?
Way, exactly.
But it's not really what we like.
Right.
So even looking at the foods you eat, do you eat the way you eat because that's how you grew up eating? And is that really what you like? How many people become vegetarians as adults, or how many completely change their lifestyle? How many people came from a house where they didn't really exercise or go to the gym, or and they didn't see their parents do that, but now have become world-class athletes? How many people, you know, there is, you get to find what fits for you.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great. You know what? We do have our next guest on. Do we need to take a quick break? We're going to take a really quick break, but you are going to want to stay with us. One, love that topic. I mean, we're going to check in at the very end with a couple tips that you can do. But we're going to talk to Patricia about why do women crave more sex in the summer. If you are a man out there, you're going to definitely want to know. If you're a woman, you're going to definitely want to stay on. So right now, I'd love to give away a gift certificate to the first caller for breakfast over here at IHOP off of Victoria in Ventura. Give us a call, 805-639-0008.
Vacations have been changed because of it. Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Great music, Barry. All right. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about seafood, and now we're going to talk about some real good stuff here, right? Expressing ourselves,
right? Expressing ourselves, and now we're talking about sex.
There you
go.
I know. I just go from A to Z, you name it, and we're talking about it. I want to remind everybody also that if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm going to be joining you on Saturdays at 2 o'clock on our sister station, 1520 KVTA. Definitely tune in there, and you'll be able to call in, and it's going to be fun. I got a whole nother new show that's going to start up, so you definitely want to check that out. Right now we're going to be joined with Patricia Barnes, and is it Savarni?
Yes.
And so I want to ask you, why do women crave more sex in the summer? You know, is it because we have to look a little bit better or what? I would actually thought it was, I kind of interviewed a couple people thinking, you know, do you crave more in the summer? You know, and they thought it would be the winter when you're snuggling.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but you're in a snowsuit. I mean, you don't go out and
look
for a snowsuit, honey, and a sexy one. You say, I'm going to go out and look for a sexy bikini. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a little bit different attitude. But being in from the Northland here, I know I snuggle a lot in the winter, too. But I did a lot of research on this, and it showed that there's a few scientific things that have to do with wanting more sex in the summer. And, of course, you probably know this already, the sunlight.
Days,
and it caused your body to produce more.
The vitamin D.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mood boosting, dopamine, and the serotonin, and the MSH stuff. And all those natural chemicals, and then your libido kind of like goes, oh, hi.
Well, and I think people are out more and moving more and exercising more, so the endorphins are up more, and that's the whole thing.
Then you get tan, you look a little skinnier. It's all good, you know. I think in the fall you start packing on. Oh, God, it's not good. So, you know, what a cute book. Why Do Women Crave More Sex in the Summer? 112 questions that women keep asking and that keep everyone else guessing. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Patricia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which one of these were you asking?
Oh, I'll tell you, I've been around the sun a couple decades or more. So I can honestly say there have been a bunch of questions that I've always asked myself along the way. And now that I've gotten this far in my life, it's like, now what about that? Can I look up something scientifically that might be able to prove that that's why I do that, or that's why my husband does that?
Mm. And you obviously are married. How long have you been married?
Oh, 35 years.
35. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
wow.
He's a very nice guy. And he kind of did a little bit of help with the research on this.
Oh, okay. So he definitely said summer, right?
Well, so the book actually has all sorts of questions. So what's another one of your favorite questions?
Oh, I have a bunch of them. One of them was that I couldn't really find a good scientific answer to. Why are they attracted to bling?
Yeah,
bling.
It was like one of those, okay, why do I like diamonds so much and sparkly things?
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I know that.
But why?
Scientifically, I don't think that works.
Okay.
The only thing I could find scientifically was there was some kind of a little fish, and the male fish would come with the shiny objects and drop it in front of the female fish, and whoever brought the best shiny object she liked. But I couldn't really extrapolate that.
Well, I don't know. I'll be a guinea pig. You just let some men bring me some bling, and
I'll
choose.
I love that. That would be great.
I love it. And you have another question on here. How can marriage or living together keep the brain young?
Oh, that's one of those things where they feel that the partnership, you know, even if you do things like bicker for the remote, that you'll be able to at least, you know, talk to someone, and that partnership and having somebody around, it sort of boosts up your ability to live a little bit longer and feel a little bit better about yourself.
Mm.
And so they did these studies on people who were like single versus people who lived with someone for X amount of years.
I think partnership is a big thing, regardless if it's a man or a woman, correct?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's significant other, as you will. And it just seems like that's a little bit more, because, I mean, it's conversing with someone, too. It's going out with somebody. It's doing things with them. And
right.
I think that it says a lot about keeping you going, keeping your endorphins going, if you will, depending on if you're having sex or not, you know?
Well, if it's the summer, you probably are.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this, because one of my girlfriends were saying that men find lots of women attractive. Women find only maybe a handful of men attractive. Do you have any thought on that?
Actually, it's probably scientifically. There's a lot of stuff I talk about, like with body language.
Okay.
And a lot of things. Women are less visual also than men.
And
in most cases, men will, you know, they see a woman and there it is. But women are more.
And there it is. She just said it. And there it is. You're absolutely right. For anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Patricia, and her book is Why Do Women Crave More Sex in the Summer? But, you know, I mean, don't you find that? I mean, think about it. How many men... You could kind of almost remember every man that you were attracted to in your life, right?
Right. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with we're more emotionally attached, personally attached to significant others. Men especially are more visual, like I said. So that's more that their kind of thing to do. That's why I don't think you see as many women going out and saying that they're going to buy a female magazine with lots of scantily clad men. They're more apt to say, go look for the relationship articles or the, you know, whatever the articles are that are going to help them in their relationship with the man.
Right.
So I think that there's a little different way we look at things. There is another question, speaking of male and female, that I really like, too, and that's why men can't find the mayo jar in the front of them in the refrigerator.
What the heck is that about? Barry's got his hand up. You know, my husband is like always like, honey, you find it. I'm like, really? And, you know, it's funny because I've got two girls, too. But and I see them even get frustrated with their brothers. And I used to say, try again, like three times, you know. But why is that?
Well, there was a lot of studies I found along the way where the researchers decided that men see things back in the old days, evolutionarily, you might say, back in the time when the caveman, if you will, want to call it that, they would see things and they go hunting. So they looked out onto the plains for things. They looked out for the prey. They looked around them all the time so they wouldn't become prey. Whereas women used to stand by the campfire and do all the cooking, and they had to go out and pick the berries. So everything was close up.
And
so they were usually able to see things close up and interpret things rapidly close up. Whereas men were the far-sighted guys. You know, we see everything from far away. So that was their real explanation, that it was evolutionary. And I told that to my husband, and he's like, really? I have an excuse finally?
Yeah, kind of like selective hearings. And, I just think it's funny. Women can multitask also.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Men can't, I don't think.
Well, I actually just recently heard this caveman story not that long ago. So it's really funny that here I'm hearing it a second time. But part of what I also heard with it is that, in going to the multitasking included, is that because women were doing things like gathering the berries and taking care of the children and managing the hearth and things like that, that they did have to manage a lot more things at once, plus being very clear with attention to detail, because you did not want to grab the wrong berry or kill everyone.
Your whole family.
So there was a lot of safety, security, attention to detail, a lot of tasks going on at once, whereas the men's role were to go out, hunt the really large beast and then bring it back, and so you don't have to have
just
quite
the big
attention,
one, right?
You
know? Yeah.
You don't have to have quite the same attention that the women had with what their tasks were.
And that's exactly, that's explained a little bit in the book too, because I go into a little bit about the brain, the differences between the brain too, and some of those tasks that they would have somebody do, like the male versus female in the experiment. They do the MRIs or whatever, and they see the different parts light up differently, and that's why they came to a lot of these conclusions too.
Right, right. And Barry has a question. What that Uh-oh. You said the men die first?
Well, you talk about the traditional male-female roles, and the man goes out and kills the beast while the woman keeps the home and so forth, but the man typically dies, 8 or 9 years earlier, right? And at least in the past few generations.
Are you going to say that we wear you out?
My husband would tell me that. But
I wasn't going there, but that works.
I love it. Well, this is a fun, fun book. And so of all the things that you've learned, what are the tips that you can give us that, you've kind of done the legwork for us?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with there is, every now and then there are differences between male and females, of course, and in the book I talk about them and us, and those are the ones that are sort of really, really differences between the male and female. But the real thing that I picked up was that women really are different, and there's so much that we haven't learned yet. I mean, it's only been in the past 2 decades that they've had women's studies, which is amazing, because they used to be all males were asked to do this, males were asked to do that. And so this is kind of an exciting place that we're in right now in time, because women are finally being paid attention to and how we are different.
I like that. And, I think that the interest also is there's a lot of women that are out there working in the working field. And yet at the same time, it just all the roles are changing. I mean, everything's changing.
And not only that, women in the workforce, whether they're in the workforce, whether they work at home, whatever they do, I have found out that there is no woman, maybe one in the whole world, that doesn't like chocolate. That's the other thing I found out.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, what's funny? I really have not always loved, I like chocolate with nuts.
Here we go. Yeah.
And I like chili chocolate. One of my girlfriends just gave me, we had a chocolate tasting. And, oh, my gosh, there's nothing better than chili chocolate. My mom just bought me a big old but, I only eat, little tiny bits every once in a while, And moving into that, what about menopause and menopause?
Well, menopause, that's another area that I was really interested in, because I wanted to find out why I was going through a lot of things that I did, too. And a lot of it is hormonal, of course, and men do have something, they do have something sort of like what we have, the menopause. But, the funny thing is I got so many conflicting reports as to whether men really go through this or not. It was hard to pinpoint. And that happened several times in the book, like coffee. How does coffee affect men? How does coffee affect women? A lot of times I wasn't able to pull out that many things because it kept changing. And so I think in this type with the menopause and the menopause, it was one of those types of things that kept changing whenever I looked for something.
Mm.
But there's a lot of researchers that do believe that men go through something too.
Well, I definitely agree.
I do too.
I do. No, I really do. Anyways, this is so much fun. We're almost at the end of our show. Where do we find your book? And I'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you very much. And you can find my book in any bookstore, of course, and on the Internet, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It'll be ready for everyone on June 5th, coming Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's the coming out party.
Great. And where are you located?
I'm located in upstate New York, way upstate New York.
There you go. Is this your first book?
Oh, no. I've written quite a few books. If anybody wants to check out some of my other books, I'm at www.pattybarnes.net, and that's PattyBarnes.net.
Okay. I'd love to have you back, and we'll talk about more of your books.
Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome. Thank you so much. Again, Patty Barnes Shvarny, and her book is Why Do Women Crave More Sex in the Summer? All right. Well, gosh. It flew again. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here today. I hope that you express yourself. Give them a we have a couple minutes, but.
Well, I want to put this thought out there. Question everything.
Ooh, okay.
As you are moving through your day, start looking at, why am I using this toothpaste? Why am I using this thing? Question it all to really get to what it is that you enjoy most. Find out what you like.
Kind of check in with yourself,
exactly.
Right? I love that. Thank you again, Prudence. Mindset Reset, give out your website.
www.mindsetreset.com.
All right. And Barry, thank you so much for being on our board, and all of my callers, all my listeners, all my winners. And I hope that you think that you are a winner for today, for tuning in to Positive Talk Radio. I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is motivation doesn't last and bathing doesn't either. That's why I recommend it daily. Make sure that you do something positive every single day. If you start your day in a positive way, an affirmation, a positive song, a compliment to someone, just do something that's going to turn you into the right, in the right mood, in the right place, and so that you can start your day. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Summer day, my shade.